This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We spend $30 billion a year on pet food in America. That's a lot. And that food is getting pretty fancy. Peggy Lowe at the Marketplace Hub at KCUR reports from a pet food convention.
Right up the escalator at the Kansas City Convention Center and enter an enormous fluorescent lit trade show.
Welcome to Pet Food Forum.
Steve Akins is the publisher of Pet Food Industry Magazine, which sponsors the three-day meeting that just wrapped up yesterday. He says it's come a long way since it started in a Chicago suburb 27 years ago with just 10 tables.
Today, it's 550 booth spots, 350-plus exhibitors, and it parallels the growth of the industry.
Booths as large as studio apartments hawked machinery, ingredients, and packaging. Sales pitches were about cooking the food, adding sensory ingredients for taste, and even food safety.
It's a fast-moving consumer good. What that means is it's something that needs to be replaced, and it's vital to the health of a member of the family who can't really speak for themselves. It's like baby food.
A big trend this year is food companies buying up pet food businesses. A case in point, General Mills, the cereal company, last year bought Blue Buffalo Pet Products for $8 billion. We pass a large booth covered in ADM logos, Archer Daniels Midland, the global commodities company. It acquired a Kansas company in 2017 that makes doggy dental treats.
I'm Greg Aldrich. I'm a research associate professor at Kansas State University.
Aldrich studies new pet products. He says trends include healthier grains and pet food formed into things that resemble food found at a grocery store, like frozen patties of meat or freeze-dried treats, even raw food.
And so they're anthropomorphizing. So that's bringing human traits into the foods and the behavior patterns that they're seeing with their pets, right? And so that goes all the way into food selection.
The growth in pet food sales is global, too, some $91 billion in worldwide sales last year. Aldrich says there are new markets opening up in China and India, where there's a growing middle class that wants good food for companion animals. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.